Well, once again, this episode of the Daily Boost is brought to you by one of our newest sponsors, and one that I'm really, really, really enjoying myself. Rise, a science-based app that will improve your sleep and your daily energy. I can tell you it is working great. Slept like a baby last night. Go to risescience.com/boost and download the Rise app today. You can try it free for 7 days when you do. Happy, 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 happy Friday. How are you? So let me ask you a question. Are you what would be considered a happy person? Do you hang out with happy people? Do you know what happy is? Do you know what it feels like? Do you know how happy people look at the world? Every so often, I will get in this conversation with folks, just kind of chatting about, well, how do you actually see the world? How do you actually view things? How do you roll through your day every single day? And that's what we'll do today. As we roll into a long weekend, it is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com. A long time ago, way back, and when we started this show, actually started doing this kind of thing back in 2004. Podcast in 2005. This show started in 2006. Been going every single day ever since. And it's really simple. You know, we literally had somebody yesterday for the first time in 13 years check in with me and say hi. A customer all that time I'd never talked to. 13 years. And they said, you know what? Every single day, no matter what, I know you're going to be there. You're going to get up. You're going to decide what you want to do, and you're going to go figure it out and go get it done. And because of you doing that, I've done a lot too. It's crazy the stories I've heard in the amount of time we've done this program. Good to have you here today. It is the Daily Boost. My name is Scott Smith, founder and the chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. And a big, big weekend. I keep talking about that. It's, you know, it just kind of feels weird. I love summer holiday weekends. I always have. And this time, this year, given everything we've been through for the past year, I know it's not perfect everywhere, but you know what? It's feeling that new normal is kind of feeling a little bit more normal now, isn't it? So let's talk about sleep. My newest sponsor is Rise, the Rise app. What they do, they take a scientific approach and they help you get the sleep your body needs. So you probably have sleep debt. You're not getting enough sleep. Rise helps you figure out how much debt you have and tells you how to pay it back. Your personal circadian rhythm, how you just roll throughout the day, different than everybody else's. Rise helps you figure that out and predicts when you're going to be most effective, when your energy will be up and down. It's very cool. They use historical data from your phone, your app, your wearables. I don't even know how it works, but it's so cool when you see the app. It just lays it right out in front of you. I really believe that when you align your efforts every day, your productivity with your natural energy, man, things take off. Rise will tell you how long you'll be groggy when you get out of bed, when the best time is to focus, when you should start winding down for the day, and you'll feel the difference. About 80% of Rise users feel it within 5 days. I know I did, really fast. It's normal to feel groggy in the morning. It's normal to slump in the afternoon. I slump about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's not normal to do that all day long. I want you to go to risescience.com/boost and download the Rise app today. Try it free for 7 days. You can be a morning person. You can be more refreshed. You can feel less exhausted. Whatever you want. It's all up to you. Rise will help you get what you want. Go to risescience.com/boost and try Rise, the Rise app, free for 7 days. On Fridays, I always like to ask the question, and this is some people kind of go right past this, but it's really, really important that you take a moment and ask, how do you want to feel? How do I want to feel? Emotionally, physically, financially, whatever you want. However you want to do it, I don't care. When you take a moment and check in with yourself and say, how do we want to feel? Your life changes. I can tell you, personally, for me, we're getting ready on a big change. We have sold our home. We are clear to close. We have scheduled a move-out date. The motorhome is getting packed. It's big. It's pretty. It's ready to go. And we're hitting the road, heading up the East Coast and probably going to turn left and go west. Who knows how long? I have no idea. So as I get ready for this big adventure I'm going to be going on, I've earned this. I've worked hard to do this for a long time. And we're just going to kind of drift with the wind for a couple of months and then find a new place to settle. And I ask the question, how do I want to feel? Well, I want to feel good. I want to feel excited. I don't want to feel hesitant about doing this. I want to feel like anything is possible. And as things begin to move forward, which is how it always works, anything becomes possible. That's how it works. So if you're feeling stuck a little bit, say, how do I want to feel? I want to feel excited. I want to feel moving and get moving. It'll change for you. So every so often, I will come around to this topic, maybe twice a year. But really, truthfully, I come around to this topic pretty much every day of the week. I spend a lot of time on group calls, on Zoom calls, on private coaching calls, on consulting calls, all kinds of crazy things that I do. Not crazy, but it's my job. I talk to a lot of people, and these folks are anywhere from just regular folks trying to, well, maybe lose weight or trying to figure out the next stage in their life, or maybe they're building a business and they want to know how to scale that business. Maybe they have to get to the next level, maybe going from $1 million to $2 million, things like that. I deal with lots of different people, but at the end of the day, they're all humans and they all have the same feelings and they all process life pretty much in the same way. That's what society has done to us. And a lot of them don't feel happy. Now, sometimes I can look at folks and I very quickly see, you know, well, maybe why they might feel that way. Maybe life is not going their way right now and they don't see the things they should be grateful for. And others have every reason in the world to be thrilled and happy, and they don't see that either. Sometimes they don't understand how happy people actually view the world. And it's very different. So pay attention if you haven't thought about this before, because it will truly affect how you deal with every single thing today. I don't care what you're going to do at the office, driving down the highway, shopping at Walmart. Doesn't matter. If you have this attitude, your life will change today. You don't need to wear rose-colored glasses either, but it might be cute. It might match your outfit. That's okay if you want to. So happy people. Happy people accept that life brings challenges. They don't say, why did this happen? Life has always been difficult. If you will just kind of get your head wrapped around the fact that life is kind of hard, if you will just accept it that way, and just it is, because it is. That's one of the major truths of life. It is difficult. We've made it easier in the society we live in these days, but it's difficult. It's like we're surprised when bad stuff happens. Bad stuff happens in life. When you wrap your head around that and just accept that and lose the drama and just get it out of the way and say, okay, well, there we go. Let's deal with it. That's what happy people do. They accept that life is going to bring problems. And frankly, the more you activate yourself and the more you get out and live in the world, you're probably going to have more problems. Stuff's going to happen. If you stay shut in your house long enough, you know, something's going to happen there too. But I can tell you what, you go out the front door and you interact with anybody else and do anything at all, and stuff's going to happen. So accept that. Number two, happy people recognize that problems are a privilege that comes with being alive. I had a neighbor a few years back, and I was out mowing my lawn. Beautiful neighborhood, kind of executive neighborhood. And I like to mow my lawn because I get them thinking. A lot of my podcasts were created while I was mowing the lawn, just thinking about things. And one day it was like 95 degrees. I'm like, man, the grass is growing like crazy. It took me an hour and a half to cut it. It's crazy. And he just looked at me and said, it's a privilege. I like to think of it as a privilege. And it really spun me around that day because I went, he's so right. I was caught up in the moment and I forgot. But I had the privilege of being alive to begin with, and the privilege of having a beautiful lawn, and the privilege of mowing it on a 95-degree Florida day, probably in July or August. Happy people get frustrated, but don't give up. Again, problems are normal. Frustration is one of those things, we talked about this last week, that it's going to happen. Whenever you start to kind of agitate your world, agitate it in a good way, trying to do things, trying to motivate, trying to move, trying to get things happening, that's going to happen. And you're going to run into times when it's not going to work out for you. My wife is in this move we're getting ready to do. She's calling all the, you know, the accounts and canceling accounts and transferring things and all the stuff we have to do to get a move going, particularly when we're going to be mobile for a couple of months. There's a lot to do here. And of course, right in the middle of talking to three people on hold, she gets disconnected. They got to call back, go through the process again. And she was getting kind of frustrated. I said, yeah, you know what? But it's going to be kind of cool. In 2 weeks, you won't have to worry about it. You're going to be up in the mountains just enjoying the cool weather in North Carolina, up in Banner Elk is where we're heading. Happy people recognize problems are just there. Frustration's going to be there. And you just work through it. Happy people accept responsibility for solving their problems. A lot of it, folks these days are not doing that. They're kind of passing the buck to other people. Well, first off, you really can't solve anybody else's problem because they just keep making more problems. But if you really want to be happy, oh my God, here it comes. He's going to say the R word, responsible. You got to be responsible for it. You got to be accountable to it. When you do that, when you accept that every single thing starts and ends with you, and you're just responsible for yourself and anything that's in your life, it's your life after all, right? When you decide that I don't care if somebody else made you feel bad, I don't care if somebody else did something bad to you, it makes no difference at all. When you just say, okay, it happened. It's my life. I'm responsible for dealing with it. Man, you get happy fast. You get empowered fast. Are you happy in that moment? Well, I'll agree that maybe not, but you will be because it's empowering. There's one more thing that I think that happy people do on a regular basis, and I see it all the time. I deal with so many cool, so many empowering people that I work with on the phone, and just got off the phone with a gentleman just a few minutes ago who took the time at the end of the phone call to make sure I was happy, to chat with me a little bit. But you know what happy people do? Happy people deal with anything life throws at them, get a good night's sleep, and do it all over again. So I wonder if you have a view of problems with a positive attitude. So you're looking at the world and there's all these problems and all these challenges and all these things that are driving you insane. And you're like, if you got a positive attitude, do those problems really exist? Are they really real? Or probably not, I would imagine. I know my head's not buried in the sand. I know I don't have rose-colored glasses on. I'm just telling you. If you can spin your attitude around where just kind of be happy-go-lucky about it, just deal with what comes your way, and when you get a bad day, you got a bad day, that's all there is to it. When you get a good day, you got a good day, that's all there is to it. Just keep on, keep it on. Change your attitude. People will notice a difference. They'll like you. You may have noticed, by the way, in this pandemic the past year, most people have pulled back in their own little world. They pulled back into their family. They pulled back into friends that really, really make them feel good and support them. They pulled away from anybody who's carrying these crazy, frustrating problems out there. They just don't want anything to do with that anymore. That's what a pandemic will do for you. It'll change how you view the world. So be happy. Think like a happy person. It's a long weekend here in the United States of America. Have a happy long weekend. I'll see you Monday right here on the Daily Boost.